I liked sleeping in the Soldier Boy. Some people thought it was creepy, so complete a knockout, it was like death. Half the platoon stands guard while the other half is shut down for 2 hours. You fall asleep like a light being turned out, and wake up just as suddenly, disoriented, but as rested as you would have been after 8 hours of normal sleep, if you get the full 2 hours, that is. We had taken refuge in a burned-out schoolhouse in an abandoned village. I was on the second sleep shift, so I spent 2 hours sitting at a broken window, smelling jungle and old ashes, patient in the unchanging darkness. From my point of view, of course, it was neither dark nor unchanging. Starlight flooded the scene like monochromatic daylight, and once each 10 seconds, I switched to infrared for a moment. The infrared helped me track a large black cat that stalked up on us, gliding through the twisted remains of the playground equipment. It was an ocelot, or something, aware of motion in the schoolhouse and looking for a meal. When it got within 10 meters, it froze for a long period, scenting nothing, or maybe machine lubricant, and then was away in a sudden flash. Nothing else happened. After 2 hours, the first shift woke up. We gave them a couple of minutes to get their bearings, and then passed on the sit-rep situation report. Negative. I fell asleep, and instantly awoke to a blaze of pain. My sensors brought in nothing but blinding light, a roar of white noise, searing heat, and complete isolation. All of my platoon was disconnected or destroyed. I knew it wasn't real, knew I was safe in a cage in Portobello, but it still hurt like a third-degree burn over every square centimeter of naked flesh. Eyeballs fried in their sockets, one dying inhalation of molten lead, enema of same, complete feedback overload. It seemed to last for a long time, long enough for me to think this was actually it. The enemy had cracked Portobello, or nuked it, and it was actually me dying, not my machine.